Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, April the 4th, and we've got two guests with us today, Lisa Romiller, City of Columbia, and Carrie Bloss, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. But let's start, first of all, with Lisa Romiller. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah. You're looking for volunteers for Clean Up Columbia.
Clean Up Columbia, yes.
Which is when?
This year it's Saturday, April 14th in the morning. That sounds a little vague because this is a flexible opportunity. People can start as early as they would like that day. As long as they start by about 10 a.m., they'll be done in time for the Public Works trucks to come pick up the bags. And
yeah. Now, how many – is this a fair question? How many tons of trash did you pick up last year?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that.
Tons of trash.
Tons. Well, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Say that.
And it's wonderful that you have Clean Up Columbia. It's wonderful that you have so many people who come out to volunteer to clean up.
Right. Pick up litter.
Yes, to pick up litter. The sad part of it is that there's another group of people who think nothing at all about tossing a cigarette out the car, tossing their beer bottle or their soda can out
right
along the roadside. They think, don't give it a second thought.
That is frustrating. I think we're on the right track with events like these. Hopefully we'll have some mini cleanups going on once a month throughout the summer. But what's encouraging about Clean Up Columbia is I've seen so many scout troops and groups of younger folks signing up for this event. So hopefully the younger generation is going to pick up that it's really not a good thing to do to litter.
I hope so. I hope so.
Let that
because, you
in.
Know, it's our precious world. It's our precious earth, the only one we have.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think we all have that responsibility to show some stewardship mm-hmm. towards taking care of the planet.
Well, speaking of our precious planet, there's a really exciting change this year. We've not focused so much on recycling the items picked up at Clean Up Columbia in the past because a lot of times they're dirty.
Yes.
And it's just hard to recycle something that's full of gravel, for instance.
Right.
But this year, we're kind of switching the focus. We're wanting people to recycle whatever is clean enough to do so. We're asking them to keep recyclables separate from something that's so dirty that it has to be trash. And we're introducing some biodegradable bags to be used for Clean Up Columbia this year.
Okay.
Rather than the old orange ones that just sit in the landfill.
So these bags that everybody will be getting biodegradable bags when they come to clean up.
Yes. If you've been involved before, we had orange bags. This year we have green ones.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And they're green, kind of going along with what you're trying to do. But where do people come? As far as how do they sign up?
To sign up, just give me a call, 874-7499, or I'll probably direct you to the online registration, which is mm-hmm. gocolumbiamo.com. Just on the homepage, you'll see a link for upcoming events, and it says Clean Up Columbia online registration is open. And that walks you through the registration process, kind of asks you how many folks you have and if you have youngsters who need a safe place to be, and has room for you to tell us where you'd like to clean if you have a preference, or we can mm-hmm. help pick a place that's
okay.
in need.
So that's Clean Up Columbia. It is Saturday, April the 14th.
Yes, sir.
And it goes from when to when?
We just ask folks to do a couple hours in their area.
Okay, so it goes all day long then? Yeah.
In the morning.
Till in the morning. Okay.
Yep.
So the phone number one more time to call?
874-7499.
And I know you have a massive bank of operators, at least 20, 25 operators.
That's right.
Standing by right now to
yeah.
take your call. Lisa, thank you
Thanks,
so
Paul.
Much for coming by and looking for volunteers to help clean up Columbia.
Yes.
Okay. Good luck to you with that. Now, we turn to Carrie Bloss, Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Central Missouri.
Yes.
Welcome to
Good
Radio
to see
Friend.
You.
And you're here to tell us about a bowl-a-thon.
Yes,
right?
Our Bowl for Kids' Sake is back, and that's our 40th year. that we are having Bowl for Kids' Sake.
40? Well, how long has Big Brothers Big Sisters been?
Here in, well, in Central Missouri area, we were founded in 68. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked to a couple people that were around when it started, and they think this is probably the 40th anniversary. So we're going with that. It's our 40th Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Okay. And so how does this work then?
So we ask people to register teams of four or five friends. So it can be your friends, your neighbors, your church friends, whoever you'd like. You get together and you get a team together and then you raise money. We ask each team to raise a minimum of $300 and then they come out on May 5th and bowl.
So they raise the money before they bowl.
Correct.
They're not raising the money on how well they bowl.
Right, because it's not about the bowling. It's about raising money for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
So how do they raise the money?
They ask their friends. There's like an email template that they can send to their whole listserv and say, here's my link. You can go on. Credit card. Done. They might, you know, hit you up at church or in the hallway and ask you for $5, $10 to support that. And then they raise, you know, a minimum of $300, but we love the teams that raise $500, $600, $700.
And how much money are you hoping that you will raise?
We're hoping that overall we'll raise between $30,000 and $40,000.
Now, that's a pretty good chunk of change.
And we're also looking at sponsorships with that. So we have sponsorship opportunities available.
Explain then what Big Brothers Big Sisters does.
So we are a one-on-one mentoring organization here in the Central Missouri area. And we match children in school-based and in community-based with a one-on-one adult role model. And so they spend time with their little brother or little sister 2 to 4 times a month in the community, or if they're in our school-based program, they go weekly for an hour, and they spend time building a friendship and giving that child a caring adult in their life.
So how many kids are you working with that are
in a year? We'll serve between 800 and 900 children.
Between keep track of all those kids,
we have a fantastic database, and we have people. Our main constituent is here in Columbia. And we also have staff and programming in Mexico and Moberly.
So 800 to 900 kids. Mm-hmm. Are any of them carried over into the next year?
Absolutely. We ask that the mentors stay with their little brother or little sister a minimum of 1 year. But some, you know, they just keep going year after year after year.
Okay.
We have some, our oldest match right now, our longest match, I should say, a little boy matched with his big brother when he was 9, and he's going to graduate high school this year.
Oh, my.
So he's 18, and we support a match until the child turns 18 or graduates from high school.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a big step.
All right. So if people want to find out more about Big Brothers Big Sisters, or if they want to participate in the bowl-a-thon.
Right.
They should do
they
what?
They can call me at 874-3677.
Okay.
Or they can go
874-3677. Okay. Are you sharing the same bank of operators that
we are? We're just going to both be so busy. Or they can go online to bigsofcentralmo.org.
www.bigs,
B-I-G-S,
okay,
of centralmo.org.
All right. Best of luck to you,
Thank
Carrie.
Thank you so much.
And tell Georgia Lou I said
I will.
Okay. Tomorrow, Vera Massey is with us, University of Missouri Extension. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you got any ideas, something you'd like to hear, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu, and go online and sign up for a free podcast at kbia.org. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.